But also important for history is that his imprisonment gave Hitler the time to recount his personal history and political thoughts to fellow Nazi inmate Rudolf Hess, who was the principal scribe to write down the future Führer's thoughts in Hitler's book Mein Kampf. Hitler was anti-communist and specifically anti-Marxist, but perhaps only in the sense that he was intensely patriotic and against the thought of a Russian-controlled German Communist Party. But it does not make sense to say that he was against the communist ideology, which his thinking resembled, including his militarist and dictatorial leanings, more than anything else. He certainly wasn't monarchist, industrialist, capitalist, which, by the way, is not inherently industrialist, democrat, nor religious. After all, the word Nazi stands for National Socialist Party, much like the Greater Eastern Bloc later called themselves the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. His early and later funding by wealthy individuals, industrialists, and conservative organizations followed the path already established by the Bolsheviks. His intolerance of other political views, societal upheaval, and violence was clearly mainstream socialist.